as the climate talks continue in Paris, some of the diplomats who have traveled there need look no further than their dinner plates to see the impacts of climate change. Daniel Grossman reports.
It's late morning in a tiny bistro on the old left bank. Cooks and assistants scurry between counters, ovens, and a stove crowded with steaming cauldrons. Chef Francois Pasteur frantically slices broccoli florets. It won't be too long before customers start to arrive, and he has a full menu to prepare from scratch.
Duck filet. It's served with vegetable cabbage with walnuts and dry apricots.
When he can get them, Pasteur likes to cook with truffles. Even a piece the size of his thumb of the prized French Perigord truffle infuses his dishes with a powerful, earthy flavor.
I make a nice dishes with a sea scallops soup. So you have a creamy sea scallop soup with a whole sea scallops and truffles.
But Pasteur says making his soup is getting more difficult. Ulf Bundken, a scientist at the Swiss Federal Research Institute near Zurich, Switzerland, started noticing problems with the coveted fungus about 5 years ago.
People, independently of each other, over a wide area in the Mediterranean, reported a decrease in Perigord truffle yield from around the mid-1970s to present.
Bundken has been looking into what's happening ever since. It's not easy, he says. Truffles grow underground. When you dig them up, you destroy their habitat. But Bundken thinks he may have discovered what's behind the harvest decline.
We are now learning more and more that the climate conditions the summer before the truffle season are important. A warm year with relatively little precipitation totals will have a negative effect on the truffle yield that occurs 6 to 8 months later.
And the Perigord truffle grows in southern France, a region that has seen reduced rainfall along with higher temperatures in recent years. Climate scientists say the trend will only get worse, even if the negotiators in Paris reach an agreement that will slow global warming. And it's not just truffles that are in danger. French wine could also suffer, says Lee Hanna, a scientist at the environmental group Conservation International.
Temperature is critical in determining how sugars build up in a wine grape cluster, and that sugar is what helps determine the alcohol content of the wine.
French vintners in the south, where Bordeaux's and Côtes du Rhône come from, are reporting grapes with ever higher sugar content. To preserve flavor, they ferment the wine longer, increasing the alcohol level. But at some point, Hanna says, existing grape varieties could virtually disappear. Some places, once too cool for winemaking, may take up the slack. French journalist Valerie Lemarais de Tannenberg says England now has 500 wineries, up from zero after World War II. And their sparkling wines, he says, are disconcertingly good.
The people from Champagne, they find a new competitor in England. So it's a real problem for them.
Back at his Paris bistro, Francois Pasteur tells me that if truffles become scarcer, he might have to stop serving them. About a year ago, concern that global warming might not only mess up his menu, but also create global upheaval, he began offering a menu with a smaller carbon footprint. Smaller portions of meat, locally produced ingredients, and avoiding fruit imported on gas-guzzling and carbon-spewing airplanes. It's been popular, he says, mostly.
Few of customers doesn't care about it. They say, well, I don't care about climate, I don't care. But there are just few customers. Many of the customers are really happy about this way.
Pasteur also founded Bon pour le Climat, Good for the Climate, a group that encourages other chefs to offer similar menus. He says 80 French restaurants have already signed on. For Here and Now, I'm Daniel Grossman in Paris.